Today we are going to be learning together Oisia Zayin and Ches of the Kuntres and Yonah Shalteris of Chassidus. We explained until now that Chassidus, like Moshiach, is the Yechida. Chassidus is the Yechida in Torah, which is connected to the Moshiach, which is Yechida Klolis. Like the Medrash says, that Moshiach was Zoyche to the Inyan of Yechida. And the Rebbe continues to say that we know that Chassidus, especially after Yutes Kislev, is compared to Shemen, to oil, the secrets of Torah. We know that there are three Dargis. The Torah is compared to Mazoin, water, food, which is Nigla de Torah. Then it's compared to Yayin, Yitnichnas Yayin, Yotzes Soid. Then it's compared to Shemen, which is the deepest parts of Torah, Rozei Deirozen, which that's the union of Chassidus. Like we know, Bechlal, in order to get the oil out of an olive, you crush it. Dafka after Yutes Kislev came the greater Gili of Torah of Chassidus, Noch Peterbur. So let's take oil for a second. We find by oil that on one hand, it's Einei Mis'arev B'Shar Mashkin. We know that water doesn't mix with other liquids. Oil goes to the top. And it's Negei also to Halacha, when the certain Inyonim of mixed Mashkin, it doesn't mix. Oil goes to the top. At the same time, Shemen is Mifafeya B'Kuloi. Every single thing, oil can get absorbed into everything. It gets its way into the every single thing. So on one hand, it's completely removed from everything. You put oil and water, it's going to go to the top. However, when you put it on something, it could seep into every single thing. So it is these two opposite dynamics going on, which that's really the inyan of the etzem, like the Rebbe calls it, the word essence. Why? Because on its own, it's completely removed from any inyan around it. However, because it's the essence of everything, it's able to reach every single part. And he says that's why Chassidus is called Shemen, oil. Because we find these two inyonim in Chassidus itself. On one hand, it's Be'en Areich, higher. It's Etzem Nekudas Achayis, which is higher than Hispashtos. On the other hand, it reaches every single thing. Now, there are a few inyonim in order to understand Ois Ches. And that is that there's a famous vort of the Rebbe Rashab. The Rebbe brings it down here in Ha'orah 53. The Rebbe Rashab and Siches, some of them are printed in Torah Sholem, where it says, the Velt meint as Chassidus is a beer of Kabbalah. A lot of people think you learn Chassidus to understand Kabbalah, but Chassidus is like an explanation of Kabbalah. However, das is atos. It's a mistake, because Chassidus is its own part of Torah. On the contrary, it says that Kabbalah is a beer in Chassidus, because Chassidus is to explain to you Elikus, and Kabbalah speaks about the Dargis of Elikus. But why is it a mistake to say that Chassidus is a beer of Kabbalah? Even though in today's day and age, you have a lot of people that they want to invite people to a Chassidus class, they say they're teaching Kabbalah. But Chassidus is not an explanation of Kabbalah. Chassidus is a completely different part of Torah. Torah, Kabbalah is chelek ha-soid shebe Torah. That's soid. It's a very vital part of Torah. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, see the Arizal or the Gra, it says Al Tiu Kesus Keferet. We know that the word Pardes is Pshat Remesh Drushin Soid. Feret, which is a mule, is Pei Reish Dalet Pshat Remesh Drush. In other words, someone that takes away the Soid of Torah is left with Pered, Pirud Pered. Mashenki, when you have soy, that's when you have the full pardes, the beautiful garden. All chalkei ha-Torah. But Chassidus is a step higher. It's the yechidah shebe Torah. It's the fifth dag, it's the essence, it's the shemen. And when something is the etzem of something, not only is it higher than all the four dargis, but it actually brings a chayis into the four dargis. And it reaches every part. I'm going to go backwards a second. Say the end of the sif, so you can understand the beginning of the sif. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, on a regular day, the kehanim would do the karbonis, the tmidin, all the inyonim. When it came to Yom Kippur, the halacha is, and the Rambam brings this down, it's in Gemara Yuma, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Kol avoides Yom HaKippurim, Einon Ksheires El Aboy. That all the avoidance of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do. What the rest of the year the Kohen does, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avoidance in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shaila is why? Why mitamol does the Kohen Gadol have to do avoidance that a Kohen can do? There are certain avoidance which are miyuchet to a Kohen Gadol. For example, going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol could do on Yom Kippur, so we can understand Einei Elavoi, that it only is done through the Kohen Gadol. But why does the Kohen Gadol have to do every other Avodah? Let the other Kehanim do the Avodah, Miuchad L'Kehanim, and the Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah, which is Miuchad L'Kehanim G'doylim. What's going on over here? Rather, what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur we know as Achas Bashana. The same way there's a yechida in Mokaim, there's yechida in Neshames, there's also yechida Bizman. The Achas Bashana, the yechida Bizman, is Yom Kippur. And that's why you have Yidin, that they're vayt begoli from Elikus, but mitamol Yom Kippur is a tzin zechtzutzum shul. They come connected to the Eibishter. Yom Kippur, all of a sudden, it's the biggest crowds. People are coming to Yom Kippur. Because the Achas Bashana, the Gile of Achas Shebenefesh, it comes close, and we reach that Darga of especially by Ne'ila, the fifth Tefillah, which is the Tefillah of Yechida Shebenefesh Mamish. So over there, obviously, we reach a level which is higher than any part of the year, any time of the year. This Darga is the Kohen Gadol, the Darga of Yechida. When the Darg of Yechida is Nisgala, it doesn't just affect the Avoides which are connected to the Kohen Gadol. Every Avoida becomes connected to the Yechida. Every Avoida gets illuminated by the Yechida, and therefore it expresses itself in Halacha that every regular Avoida now is done by the Kohen Gadol. Because mitamol, you see the essence, the Kohen Gadol, the Yechida in every Avoida. When Yechida is Nisgala, it's Niskala and all over. The Pshat is different, the Remez is different, the Drush is different, the Soid is different. The regular Avoidus until now takes on a whole different level. Al Derech, what's explained in the Avoid of Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, that on one hand it's a separate Avoidah to Kochsech and Mashiach. On the other hand, it has to express itself that the Davinin is Andersh, the day to day Avoidah, the Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, all the rest of the Avoidus are different when it's illuminated the mar shebetoira zui teres achasidis, which is the lashon that the Rebbe writes to Chassan and Kala. So, in the words of the Rebbe, noisef al ze shebetoira achasidis bo biurim linyonim shoinim shebechol dalat chalki atoira. Besides the fact that chasidis gives different explanations and it encompasses all parts and levels of the Torah, Limud HaTorah machnis chayis b'chol inyin v'inyin shaloimdim b'Torah. Everything you learn in Torah is different after you learn Chassidus. When you have the Yechidah of Torah, so the Pshat is different, the Remez is different, the Drush is different, the Soid is different. Now we're going to finish off the Ois. V'cheinu gam b'negei l'Torah s'Chassidus. This is also the way it is in Torah s'Chassidus. B'chinas Shabbos Shabbosin shab'Torah. The Shabbos Shabbosin, Shepayeles hi bechol chelkei haTorah. It has an effect in all aspects of Torah, because all the chalokim, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, are dalit bechinos nefesh ruach neshama chayi of Torah. And Torah Sechsidis is the highest of every single thing. Now, we know that the Rebbe can, you could show this in every single aspect. Starting from Ois Tes, which we're going to be learning in the coming Shiurim, the Rebbe picks one example to show an Inyan in Torah. The Rebbe is going to pick Moida Ani. Explain Moida Ani according to Pshat, Remez, Drushin Soit. Explain Moida Ani al Pi Chassidus and show how that Biur affects Pshat, Remez, Drushin Soit. And the story goes, which is an amazing story, that there certain Bochum, they brought the Kuntre Semyon Shaterach Chassidus to Yosheber Soloveitchik in Boston. And he spent a long time reading it, learning it, bi'iyur. And he basically wrote a letter to the Rebbe asking that the Rebbe should do this more often. In all parts of Torah, the Rebbe should explain the inyanim al pi pshat, remez, drushin, soid. And then Chassidus changes everything. And the Rebbe said that he doesn't have time. V'day l'meivin. And there became a whole chakira. What the Rebbe is saying, he's mefalfel with his son-in-law. His son-in-law said it over one time publicly. Is pshat that the Rebbe is saying, like v'tem l'chochem, that I can't do it, but anyone, you do it, someone else should try? Or is the Rebbe saying that only a Rebbe, who's the Yechidah Shebenefesh, could do this? This is something that only a Rebbe can do, and therefore, but I don't have the time to do everything. But the Nekud is, the Rebbe is megal. The Rebbe is Megala, the Yechidah of Torah, the Chassidus. And you see this especially also in the Rashi Sichas. The Rebbe takes Pshat and shows you the whole Oymek HaDover. It revolutionizes every aspect of Torah. And Emir Tashem, we're going to be starting explaining that in Moida Ani.